the settlement. Lastly, we will talk about the settlement, which is currently the least known enclosure. Most of Castelvel's population probably lived in it, and they were its alfamar, or community. As per other similar settlements, the main public buildings would be located within the settlement, such as the mosque, the baths, or the bazaar, known as the Masjid, Hammam, and Souk respectively. Unfortunately, the archaeological record for the settlement consists only of a map published by Juan Baptista Porca in 1931, and the result of the archaeological excavations undertaken around the large square tower in 2010. Porca's map is especially interesting since it reflects the structures that remained visible before the pine trees reforestation undertaken in the 1960s. Thanks to it, we know that the town spread, taking advantage of the sunny side, in a half-moon shape on the lower part of the southern and eastern slopes. From this, it also follows that its surface area reached almost 10,000 meters squared and had an irregular urban design, with houses situated on terraces that followed land contours. According to this map, the town was completely walled and had its main entrance from the plain, next to the current track up to the chapel, as well as two secondary posterns open on the north and northeast walls. At present, it has not been possible to clearly identify any of these access points, although it is true that in the vicinity of the alleged main entryway, the remains of a circular watchtower are preserved outside the walled enclosure, which could be connected to the above-mentioned entry. The door next to the bell tower, used to connect the Albacara and the settlement in Artur, was opened during the restoration performed in 2017. With the purpose of allowing pilgrims to continue the tradition of ringing the bell on the day of St. Magdalene. The wall originally stretched between the bell tower and the entry located at the opposite end. The entrance connects the settlement with the Albacara. It uses the angled entry model that we have seen before and is located at the end of a long corridor enclosed by the wall and countermure, still pending excavation. As can be seen, it was well protected by one of the Citadel towers, as well as by a rectangular guardhouse that was located between the Albacara and the south side of the Citadel. It must have been frequently traversed, since, due to its width, it allowed easy access of goods and cattle towards the yard and storage rooms of the Albacara. At this point, we have reached the end of the tour. Research work continues and we will surely learn more about the Castelvel. We hope you have enjoyed the visit. See you soon.